It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. And it is Friday afternoon. We like to start our Friday afternoon, start our weekend off by visiting with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. Damon, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm here to usher you into your weekend.
I appreciate it. It just wouldn't feel right if I didn't hear your voice here at 4:30 on a Friday afternoon. And unfortunately, I want to start with some pretty tragic news, as we learned overnight last night and into this morning of the tragic passing of John Allure, who is the budget director for the city of Durham, but also lived in Carrboro. And he died after being struck by a vehicle while riding on his bike. So this is kind of there's two pieces to this tragic story. I don't really like either one of them, losing a public official and losing them that way. I wonder if you could say a few words about John.
Yeah, I saw the news late last night as I was getting to bed, and have known John a little bit over the past many years in Carrboro. But he lived in Carrboro for the past about 25 years, which coincides with his time working for the city of Durham as well. And he's just, you know, a real gem of a guy. Actually, early on in my term on the first term of the town council, was a really great resource to me as I was learning a little bit more about budgets and financing at the municipal level. And that's certainly what the work he was doing for the city of Durham for many years. But also, we would talk about our experiences as bike commuters and bus commuters to our jobs in downtown Durham, and just pretty tragic and ironic, really, that's how he died yesterday. So. I know a lot of us in Carrboro and Durham are mourning, and certainly extend my condolences to his daughters and the rest of his family.
Definitely tough to take. And, you know, in the short time, you know, I didn't know John at all, but in the short time since I've heard this news, oftentimes when we hear this sort of news, there's kind of like, here's the way you talk about this person. And he seems pretty multifaceted. There are like several angles. There's not like just the obvious, this is who he was, then we move on.
He was touching people in a lot of different aspects of the community. You know, he was also involved in local and regional theater for many years, and had a lot of younger actors he was mentoring, especially over in Durham. He, as I mentioned, was really involved in contacting his local elected officials to talk about the finances in his very own hometown here in Carrboro. So, and then, you know, as I said, he died doing something he absolutely loved doing. He was a bike commuter, a road bicyclist, and loved being out, especially in southwestern Orange County, on his bicycle. And that's where he died.
How does this feel as a big bicycle commuter yourself, and an advocate of that, and someone who comes on this air frequently and talks about bicycle safety in our community? Does this land differently for you with that context?
Only in the sense that I knew John a little bit and knew that was a passion of his, and it's not a surprise to anyone who rides a bicycle in this community or any community in the United States that it's a dangerous thing to do, unfortunately, and that's on us at the policy level to change that. And, you know, it's a slow and incremental kind of thing to change, but you know, it's not something we can leave in the hands of drivers to keep us safe, right? We have to change the infrastructure. We have to change the way that we address safety of all users of our roadways, including pedestrians and cyclists. And until we take that seriously, we're going to continue to have people killed in this way.
It's the voice of Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles, and we'll continue to talk about alternate forms of transportation now, but in a little bit more of a pleasant way, as the Bolin Creek Greenway was the topic of conversation for the Carrboro Town Council recently. What's the latest on the phases of that greenway?
Yeah, the Bolin Creek Greenway project is a project that's been being implemented for, you know, coming up on about 14 years now. It was first approved back in 2009 by the Town Council of that time. A couple of the phases have been completed. One phase near Wilson Park in Carrboro, and another phase up near Chapel Hill High School and Homestead Road, helping folks get across Homestead Road safely, or I should say underneath Homestead Road safely. And they've been wildly successful. I mean, you walk on either of those greenways, especially the one up near the high school, and you see folks, you know, elementary school kids, middle school kids, high school kids on that greenway, and that's how they get to school. I know I've stopped a few myself just asking them, hey, so what do you use this for? And it's like, well, that's how I get over to the middle school. So the matter that was before us on the council this week was last couple of phases of the Greenway project that back in 2009, the town council said we wanted to get some more public input on. So there are a variety of potential alignment concepts for those remaining phases of the Greenway. And we want to spend the next several months getting some input from the public about, you know, what that should look like. We had a great discussion, I think, Tuesday night. We gave some very clear direction to staff that we wanted them to engage in this public input process and to get it done within the next 6 months so that we can make a decision on this thing that has been in our laps for many, many years, and like many projects, takes way too long to complete, but we're going to get there.
So do you feel like decisions may be made this year?
Well, we asked the staff to finish this public input process by mid-October and to bring us a report by the end of October. So in my mind, that says the council is eager to get a move on.
Another topic of discussion with the council that I'm always interested in is installing solar panels. Long been an advocate of seeing more solar panels around, and then to hear discussion of that happening at the municipal level on actual town buildings is pretty exciting. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, this is something we've been working on for a while, and that finally we're able to award a contract to a solar installation firm. They'll be putting panels on a few town facilities, including one of our fire stations and our public works facility, and ultimately a portion of the 203 project, which is currently under construction downtown. And then we hope to put installation on a couple of other facilities in the future once they're ready to take them. So, for example, there are renovations required at Town Hall, but we don't want to put the panels up there until we've done that. So this is going to be a great start and really make a big dent, I think, in the town government's greenhouse gas emissions.
And I know it'll be important even just aesthetically to be like, hey, this is a thing we're doing. Reminded of the famous incident of Jimmy Carter having them installed in the White House and then Reagan taking them down. You kind of alluded to this. Do you have some sense of what kind of actual measurable impact it could have on greenhouse emissions or on utility costs?
Well, we know that one of the biggest contributors to emissions in Carrboro, both at the municipal level and as a community, is our buildings. The building envelopes that are not as efficient as they could be and so on, or that are being heated and cooled in certain ways. So this is going to help us make an impact there at the municipal level. We will have our staff actually keeping track of the data and exactly in counting that in very precise ways over the years to see what kind of return we're getting. You mentioned earlier what the signal is that it sends, you know, when you put these, you know, panels up on public buildings. I think this, you know, falls right in line with us trying to promote the same kind of measures in the community at large. And we've had many, many people, both in Carrboro and throughout the Triangle, participate in the most recent Solarize the Triangle effort. So that's a kind of a community-wide purchasing of solar installation services. And so a number of people in Carrboro are taking advantage of that, which is great to see.
That's the voice of Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles, what we like to have on a Friday afternoon to get our weekend started right. We've got a couple minutes left. Damon, is there anything else going on around town you wanted to mention?
I just want to mention that today is Trans Day of Visibility. This is an important day of the year to celebrate and lift up our transgender siblings in the community and around the country and around the world. And especially at a time when there's some pretty nasty legislation and nasty rhetoric popping up once again, both nationally and here in North Carolina. There's some pretty unconscionable things being done and said by our own state leaders, and hope that folks in the community will take this opportunity to celebrate our transgender siblings and to understand the value of embracing everyone, regardless of whether they're trans or gender non-binary or gender expansive. That's what we are about in Carrboro, and I hope that everyone will join us in celebrating today.
Thank you for drawing some attention to that. That is Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. He visits us every Friday afternoon. Appreciate the time, Damon, and I look forward to next time.